NPR Mobile.
X, what you doing out so late, Tom?
Sir. Oh, good evening, Patrick. Nice to hear you. Oh, Bernice made all the stuff for the 4th of July. Meal over at Amy's. And we're just leaving her house, headed back home. And they set off a big fireworks display every year. And Bernice made 50 ribs. And there was 4 slabs of them. And, I don't know. How many pies you make, Bernice? A great big cherry pie. I meant to send you a picture of that. I was going to send it to Chris, too. It looked like an American flag. Just beautiful. And she made a peach pie. And, oh, goodness, that woman's been busy for 2 days now getting all this ready. And it was enjoyable. I think everybody in the whole blasted neighborhood was there. Usually there's about 50 to 75. And there was more than that this time because the food was all gone and Amy had to order out pizzas. And they've done it every year for over 15 years. And I said, well, they win $1,000. No, not quite then. But she said she'd never spend over $750, but I don't see how it looked like a fireworks display that they put on at the city.
So it don't matter. As long as she enjoys it and everybody has a good time, that's what matters. And stay safe.
Had an accident. Had one guy stumble on the gate and break it. But let me turn this background music down. But it was a beautiful night for it. And when we first got there, it was pretty darn hot. But I had to take a nitroglycerin just to walk in. And I didn't have to go that far. It kind of worried me. But coming back out tonight is not bad, except the air is full of smoke. How's your knee doing?
Feeling really good today. I've been just hanging out here at the house today with the wife and taking it easy.
Heard just the very end of a conversation when we first got in the car to go down here, and it was with Chris was talking to Chad, and I heard Chad sign, but I talked to Chris, and I think they were going to put on a big fireworks display up there, but don't know for sure. And it was nice to talk to him for a little ways. He was on a handy talking, getting in just fine.
I heard a little bit of that one, but not much. We've been watching movies today, I've been monitoring the repeater, but not real closely, so I could pay attention to the movies. That's what we've been doing this evening, is just watching the movies.
Yeah, but you're getting cabin fever by now. Did they have a net tonight?
A net.
Pelham Road and whatever else road it is, 14, so I'm quite a ways south now. Got a little scratchy there for a minute, but I'm sure it'll come back in. This car just turned right on red, and there's a big sign there that says, no turn on red. They drive among us.
Well, Tom, I just wanted to see what he was doing out so late, make sure everything was okay. I'm going to get back to watching a movie. And you and Miss Bernice have a good 4th of July, the rest of it, and have a safe trip home to the house. And enjoy. KO4HKX. I'll be clear on your final.
Thanks for riding along with us a little ways. We're just a couple of miles from the GSP airport. And enjoy your movie. Say hi to Elise. And looking forward to seeing you one of these days. KO4HKX N0TR73.